Drive the Bone.
Roger, JP on the Bone, Real Raw Radio. Anytime you want, the phone numbers are 800-771-1025 or 727-579-1025. Remember when Lori Loughlin and other well-heeled people were paying to get their kids into colleges? It's the admissions scandal, right?
Well-heeled?
Not that long ago. Yeah, very well-heeled.
Got it.
Rich. So
and white.
There's a there's another scandal that's, it looks like this is the beginning of the bubbling, the boiling of the pot of water. Check this out. There's a thing going on now where kids in prep schools and high schools or whatever, now that the SATs are back, since COVID is over, colleges are starting to require them again slowly. Yale and Dartmouth now have done it.
To require so, what?
SATs.
Okay.
And so now that they're asking for that, kids and their parents are going to mental health counselors to get ADHD diagnoses, saying that they have ADHD so that they get extra time on the test, which
they get 200 extra
experts
points.
Say will, on average, because you can go back and check all your work and really think things out if you have more time, raise your test by 200 points, which could put you into Yale or Dartmouth or not.
See, now I saw the headline, but the way it read was that just by being declared ADHD, you got 200 extra points.
Yeah, no.
Okay, so you have to just have the extra time.
Right.
But how do you do that? Unless you're taking that test, it's been a long time since I sat in on that. Monica, did you have a proctor SATs or no?
Yes.
I think so, right?
Okay.
How long is it, by the way? Because I was wondering, how long do they have anyway? Because I feel like it's really long. Like when
we took
them,
sucks.
I feel like it's like 3 or 4 hours.
It was an all day gig for me. From morning to.
The one test, would you say it's 3 or 4 hours, or is it two parts? Like 2 hours, 3 hours in the morning, and 2-3 in the afternoon.
Well, you had two parts, but you had sections in the two parts.
Yeah.
So your math and that had sections, and then you had the English and that had sections.
Mm. I love it so much.
Well, whatever it is,
you're such a weirdo.
They give extra time to any kids who are diagnosed with ADHD. And there's this one guy who's like, he's a doctor and he works at a university. He's like, parents come to me all the time. And he says, some parents are none too happy when I don't agree that their child has ADHD. That people are coming in, they just expect they'll be given,
right?
By just saying a couple of things, that they'll be given that diagnosis in a piece of paper.
Yeah, because those people are the ones who went to the doctor and said, Doc, I think I got glaucoma. Here's your weed prescription.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Hey,
the
Doc,
same.
I have trouble sleeping. Here's your weed prescription.
Yeah, he says they're getting really creative with asking about it and that kind of stuff. And apparently, the quote is, everybody's doing it. Like, it's widespread.
Right. But
so now the kids and the parents are all in on, like, kind of trying to game the system.
My kids.
Which is dishonest to begin with.
Had to, in order to get qualify for any of that stuff, because we saw some issues right away.
Right.
They had, like, brain scans done.
What?
Like, they went to a neurologist. They had, it wasn't just go to your doctor and say, hey, Joe can't pay attention. Oh, he's got ADHD. Here's a, you know, it didn't work that way.
Got
like,
it.
They had to, here at least, jump through hoops in order to get that designation. And then you see, okay, well, what are, like, here's all the options of stuff they would need. And more time on tests is one of the things that, you know, we checked off. For both of them, actually.
So the brain scan actually can confirm?
Mm-hmm.
And so then do all kids with ADHD confirmed, are they on some sort of prescription maybe? Or
they
are there
can
kids
be.
Who can handle
no,
it
No, because
it?
We had, you know, we had them tested young, especially Joseph. Joseph was real young. And we didn't put him on, Isabella's not on meds.
Right.
And we didn't put Joseph on meds until we felt like, you know, we needed to at least give it a shot. And then once we did, the change.
Right.
This kid went from, you know, who's struggling with his grades. He got, you know, decent, maybe high 70s, low 80s, to high honor roll, 95 average, 96 average in a heartbeat. For him, it worked.
Right, so it worked.
For him, in one shot, they found the right med and the right, and right. it just worked. I'm not saying that works for everybody. I'm just saying it worked in our case. But they had to jump through hoops to get that designation.
So they can't. Go with a rule, if you're on prescription meds for ADHD, then you get extra time, because there are some kids who may not be on meds who are actually ADHD. Like, that wouldn't be fair to them.
That's
to
what
make
I.
That rule,
that's
right?
My only thing. Yeah. And then is there an asterisk at the end of your SAT score saying I got 200 points for free, or I got extra time, or whatever?
Well, you don't get them for free. They're just saying, on average, if you get a chance, if you have more, if kids with ADHD have more time, their grades will go up because they have a chance to finish and or double check some work.
And I mean, it should be helps. Fair.
That's probably fair for everybody.
Exactly. It should be fair for the ADHD people. It should be fair who legitimately truly have it and aren't trying to scam. But it also should be fair to the people who don't have it, who feel rushed. You know what I mean? They might not have ADHD, but they also would like some more time.
Right. What about people who take tests and they just take longer? And some people whip through them. Other people, like, take their time. They're very methodical. So I just make it longer. That's why I was wondering how long the test was. Because if it's a three-hour test, make it four and a half. As long as that's fair for everybody that way, then everybody gets that time. I never took that amount of time. I was more like, I do it and I don't go back and switch anything, because then I switch a right answer to a wrong answer because I start thinking it like too much. I overthink it. I would just do it and get out of there like in a couple hours. No.
Being like the longest, worst day of my life.
Yeah, longest, best day of your life. What you do see is you go through.
What do you do?
What'd you get on your SATs?
I took the ACTs, and I was like, if I remember.
You didn't take your SATs?
No, because I had three mm-hmm. different schools in three different states because of my bitch poor ass mom.
So, but why was it okay to take your ACTs?
Because I took it when I was a senior at the very end.
I understand.
Schooling was very jacked at the end.
Right.
So I was just happy to take any test. But what you do see is you sit down and you go through each answer and you answer all the ones you know. You don't know it, skip it. Then you come back and there'll be very few that you don't know. There'll be like, you know.
Well, oh, really?
And that way, you just go back and you take the ones that you don't know, and then you'll have clearer head. You won't be panicked like, oh, I don't know this. Oh, my God. And then the rest of your time is screwed because you spent so much time on one, you know?
Then you screw up the easy answers.
Yeah.
I took the ACTs with the cold sweats and the shakes.
You probably hammered the night before.
I was wasted the night before funnels.
We were
doing funnels
the
whole night before. Yeah, I didn't care. And I went in there and I just like, I tried the best and then finally I just put C. And I left. I'm out. That was the end of that.
What a waste of money and a waste of time.
I don't even know if we paid for it. I have no idea how any of that stuff works. I didn't want to take it. I was hungover. I didn't need to take it. None of the schools were asking for the ACTs that I was going to, at least. Plus, you know, soccer was playing. They made me take it, and it was a horrible day. I was shaking, literally shaking and sweating in the classroom, trying not to throw up.
So that's just because you were hungover, not because of, you don't have that anxiety with tests, right, in general, right?
No, I mean, I didn't, like, it just didn't mean anything.
I'd have anxiety if you don't really care about it.
Right, it just didn't mean anything to me.
How else do you know, how else can you prove that you learned and what you know if you don't take a test and do well on it?
My grades.
But you cheated, Andrew. Didn't you cheat in this class?
I don't know what you're talking about. You're breaking up.
Yeah.
It's good if you say it quieter. That way the people
in my head,
hear it. Don't hear it. Yeah, that's good.
It worked.
You had assistance from neighboring students, did you not?
Maybe in some cases. And in some cases, the stuff that I was interested in, I did well. And the other stuff, I negotiated.
Grades aren't up for negotiation.
You want to bet?
You take it and you do good.
They used to be up for negotiations.
Yeah. So you were negotiating with all your neighboring white students?
No, with the teachers.
Exactly.
No, I would negotiate right with teachers.
So I thought you sat next to the white person.
Yeah, I thought you
were. No, in Spanish, which ended up blowing up at the end, but in Spanish, he was just like, all right, look, I'll help you out. I need you to join the International Student Exchange Club.
What?
Oh. I go, what's in it for me? He goes, you won't have to worry about anything. I was like, all right, consider me part of the International Student Exchange Club. Yeah,
and then what did you do?
So I was in the International Student Exchange Club.
And did you have to spend time doing something that you didn't want to do, or did you just never hear about it again?
No, I'd have to go to a couple of meetings. I think they met maybe once a month or once.
There you go.
Right. It was easy breezy.
What'd you learn?
Not about it all.
And then, in the end, by the time I got through 11th grade, he made me promise him that I wouldn't take his class senior year. And I did promise him that. And then something else happened, and it turned out I needed to take another year of Spanish in order to get what's called a Regents Diploma, which doesn't exist anywhere but New York at this point, I don't think. In order for me to do that, I had to take his class.
So
I showed up on the first day of school. He took one look at me, goes, get out, we made a deal.
Thank you. I love him so much. Get out.
When I went to one of my schools, the school I ended up playing ball for, he was teaching there. So day one of the semester, I saw him and I went right and I saw where he was teaching. I saw him come out of a classroom, but he left all his stuff there, so I knew he'd be coming back. And I came in, I sat right down in front.
He came in,
his head was down, he wasn't paying attention. He looked up, he saw me. I'm like, "What's up, Dio?" His name is Dionisio. He goes, "Get out."
I love him so much. Get out.
And you didn't really have his class, right?
I didn't have
You're
his
just
class.
Torturing him.
I didn't have his class.
Yeah, the
I'm like,
incident-
"Now that's not very nice." He's like, "Get out."
The incident I was thinking of was you negotiating with the Asian kid in your class.
Yes, that was college.
For concert
college.
Tickets for, that was college. That was after you were in college.
Got it. That was my semester of Japanese.
Right.
They got a B plus or an A minus.
And what's
Japanese.
The one thing you learned how to say?
Oh, hi, Gozaimasu.
And that means what?
I don't remember. I think it's hello. How are you?
Oh,
something
hi,
like that.
Gozaimasu.
Oh, hi, Gozaimasu.
Nice.
What's that now? Right.
Pronunciation.
Something
what,
like
that's
that.
What it means in Japanese. What's that now?
Right. It could. I don't even know.
Hi, Gozaimasu.
I either got an A minus or a B plus in that class.
Ridiculous.
But my technique was fantastic. Like, I could have just walked in. You have to give me credit for the technique. So the technique was as follows. It was the first day of classes.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of just rushing to go sit with some people that I knew, I sat back. I waited for the first guy that was Asian to walk in the classroom, and I sat right next to him.
That's just total. Here's the thing with
what
that.
What if he was Chinese?
Asian to walk in the classroom, and I sat right next to him.
That's horribly. That's just total. Here's the thing with
what
that.
What if he was Chinese?
Rolling the dice. Here's what I said.
What if he was a poor student, and he had no idea what he was? What if it was me? I don't know.
My buddy Tom in chemistry.
Mm.
Like, he would tell me, like, the teacher would ask questions, and he would, like, whisper answers. I sucked at chemistry, which was the reason why I ended up having to take Spanish that last, right?
Because you sucked at chemistry.
Because I dropped chemistry in the fourth. I dropped chemistry in the fourth marking period because it was just destroying my soul.
Yeah.
And that year, it turned out somebody stole the Regents exams.
Right.
So anybody that was in the class got Regents credit. So that blew up in my face.
Insane.
But while I was in that class, my buddy Tom would whisper the answers in my ear, like when the teacher would ask a question in class. So I put my hand up.
He sat right behind you?
Yeah. And how many, like, out of, like, 10 times, 9 of them were wrong answers. And he'd sit back and laugh. And I fell for it a million times. So there's plenty of times it blew up in my face.
I like that. Because why would I do that? Like, I am the girl, and call me a nerd all you want, but I'm the girl who is literally covering her paper with her arm and elbow. Because you're not cheating off of me, because I'm the one who did the work. If you didn't do the work, then you don't get it. Screw
right, and
cheers.
Then when you got hit with dodgeballs, you know why?
No, but first of all, I was a fantastic dodgeball player. It's possible to be both, and I loved gym. Aside from the I was gonna say square dance.
Without you getting angry, do you think your mad skills at dodgeball, your size played to your advantage because you're a small target?
What? I wasn't. You have to understand, I was the tallest person in my fourth grade class. So there.
What?
Really?
I will hang my hat on that till I die. Yes, I will.
Really?
You were the tallest person?
In my fourth grade class.
And then you never grew?
Mrs. Preem's class. I never grew.
You grew, like, fast and early?
I never grew again until once we figured out my thyroid thing, and then I grew a little bit more, but mostly I was like 4'5" for the longest time, and then
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Wow.
The tallest preschooler we've ever had.
Don't tell me my dodgeball skills are because of my size. We were all the same size. I was big.
We had a kid like that, too. This kid, Matt, he was the tallest kid in, like, fourth and fifth grade, and he just stayed that height. Mm. Everybody just towered him throughout high school.
I'm like, everybody's going. Everybody's growing. Not me. That's nice. But we know how they make you line up in, they made us line up in height order for some reason.
Right.
Like, a lot. And so we all just knew where to stand. And so then I would just go straight to the back. Now all I have pictures, it's all straight to the front. And it's height line straight to the front.
Somebody kneel down in front of everybody here, sit in the chairs, and that's always you. What are you going to do?
I hate it so much.
We're Roger JP. It's 102.5 The Bone, Real Raw. At least you felt like what it was like to be tall at
I
one
did.
Point.
Yeah.
That's good.
I remember that forever.
You can see both sides of life. That's not bad.
I feel like my role through high school had more fun to it. Than
mine?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Like, just straight. Well, you think you get off on studying and stuff like that. I feel like the negotiating thing and being able to have those relationships for better or for worse with teachers and everything else. Like, I feel like
teachers liked me. I didn't negotiate with them. I was quote unquote teacher's pet. Like, I would
listen. if they didn't like me, they would have just told me to F off.
They liked us both. They just liked me for different reasons than they liked you.
Right. Right. But I enjoy, I had fun.
I was also a cheerleader. I played the clarinet. Like I had, you have to understand.
You are such a nerd.
I am. School was an escape for me. I had the most fun possible because I wasn't at home.
It was like going to camp for
a while. It really was. Like I had a blast.
Well, where's your school? It was go what? Titans? Falcons? What was it?
In elementary school or what? Go Roadrunners.
No, when you were a cheerleader.
Oh, go Bloodhounds.
What? Bloodhounds.
Bloodhounds.
I thought you said butthounds mm-hmm. too.
Bloodhounds.
Go no. butt. B-U-T-T. Hounds. All right, Roger, JP, be right back.
I like butt stuff. I like butt stuff. Philosophers are wondering what's next.
It's Roger and JP.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.